that position I shall try to go. There also I shall be benefited. Actually, who will be our guardian? Guardian always must be our well-wisher. Affectionate well-wisher. And enrich with the devotion, an unalloyed devotion, then result will come very firmly and quick if we can follow that. Several lifetimes passed before, in hand this lifetime, we shall try as possible. We not will be cheated anyway. It's necessary to keep full faith, and this is our life experience. A full faith never will cheat you. Maybe you are wrong, but expert can make you perfect. And Sagarma is told, yeah, plane of the exploitation, it is karma mishra. But if not their devotion, that not will be fruitful. Otherwise you will get some fruit, no doubt, if there is some devotion to the Lord, devotion to the Lord. Seishav sadhaner oti tuchho bol krishna bhakti bina keho dite nare phal. What kind of sadhana practice, any kind of sadhana we can do, but if there is no connection with devotion, we not will get result. Anyway, we will get result, no doubt, that result, reactionary result, that not will be transcendental value. There not will be value of transcendental. Sargadi lok we shall go. If we will do good job, good work, we must get good result. And that in this material world, sarga, there is so many subtle body enjoyment existing within sarga loka. And if we will go there, we can enjoy with that all, maybe so long time. If we will do very good work. But after that enjoyment, we must come back for again doing something. Then, kabu sarge uthai, kabu narake dubai, dando jane raja jano, nodite chupai. The Charitamrita said, there is oti tuchha phal, mane very ignorance.
Ignorable
result will come. And sometimes that result will come in the form of a danger of my existence. Then avoid that, fully surrender to Krishna and take a good guardian under his direction, try to practice and get super result. This is the instruction. If anyone wants to know more, read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 8th chapter, Madhya Leela. Their explanation of this matter, more explanatory way given. I do not know how much I can express. Very difficult. In English language. But almost agadum bagadum, I told something and he understand. Jnana Misra, Yoga Misra, Karma Misra. That means what you will do, you will think in the line of devotion, you must think it must go to Krishna, service to Krishna. It is service to Krishna or not. You must think, then you will proceed. While you are existing, where you are living, from there you want to get promotion, then that plane is form or not, you must test first. If it is pure devotional form, devotional plane, you can take off your other leg to there. It's varieties of meanings can come through this, but I cannot remember that situation, which situation Bhaktivinoda Thakur told. But meanings can come varieties way. But at least chalattekeno padeno, this is your Sanskrit, what you told. Chalattekeno padeno tristettekeno buddhimano. Who is intelligent? He putting his next step, he must test it is firm, then he will take other leg there. This is Sanskrit sloka. Chalatte ke no pade no tishtatte ke no buddhima. Yes, when we are jumping before, some security if we will get, that is very good. I want to know how to swim. And we will go to swimming club, and there is some zone. It is very little water, and there we will try to practice. Then when my practice is perfectly happened, then we will go to more deep water. This is good. And for that, varnasram helping. But first, be secure. You are practicing jhana. It is purely devotional or not? And devotions have some own character. And there you are firm or not? It is something necessary to realize. And your realization not will be final. Some expert will realize you are able to do or not. But this is another opportunity, if that expert will see you immediate cannot do, before what is necessary for you, that advice also you will get from that expert. If necessary, some medicine also sometimes will give. I know some boy wants to try to swim, but when new water, he is swimming with new water, he is always getting some mucus. Naturally, he is not habituated, and free water, little more time also, then mucus. The expert giving every day, when he is swimming, before that, 2 spoon the honey. You take 2 spoon honey and gone, go there. And mucus not attacking him. I have seen it. And like that, if you have any deficiency, expert will give advice and you can fulfill that. That is all quality with you. You do not know how much powerful is that. And he will take decision for you. He may be guru, may be sadhu, may be a good Vaishnava. Everyone is qualified. Hare Krishna, now 7:30, eh? Then something we glorify our Lord.
Radha Krishna always here, but manifestation maybe
Guru
in future.
I'm your goat. You can cut my head or my tail.
Jai Guru Maharaj, Om Vishwas, Sri Bhakti Rakshita, Dev Goswami Ki.
Jai Sri Guru Maharaj Ki. Jai.
Jai Sri 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 Chaitanya Sarasvati Sridhar Mission Ki. Jai. All the devotees Ki. Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Sri Gaur Sundar Ki. Jai. Jai Giridhar Ji Ki. Jai. You give joy this way, then it will be very easy. Jai Bhagavan Sri Sri Gaur Sundar Ki. Jai. Arundhakari Vaishnavinda ki jai, all the devotees ki jai, all the assembled gentlemen and ladies ki jai, all the beloved children ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, jai Haridas Thakur ki jai, Gaur Pramanande.
Thank you and welcome to our Sunday program here. And we're most blessed on this Sunday to have our Guru Maharaj here with us, Govinda Maharaj here with us. And unfortunately for us, he's leaving in a couple of days. Hence the opportunity for me to, first of all, welcome all of you guests as well as the regular devotees. But most importantly, we want to take the opportunity to thank a whole team of devotees, friends, and well-wishers that have contributed to this whole program over the last 17 days. It's 15 days today and two more days to go. Certainly it's quite a logistical thing to put together. And our gratefulness and gratitude to all of you devotees. You know who you are. And the wonderful thing about Sri Govinda Dham is the service in an unassuming fashion and from the background. And as we have the great motto here in Sri Govinda Dham is stay in the back. There's plenty of room down there and plenty of service. So with that kind of attitude, everything has been done and done successfully. Naturally, many, many devotees have contributed for this, and our special thanks go to all of those devotees interstate, especially those from Canberra, who from the day they arrived until they left, worked and toiled in the kitchen to prepare prasadam for everybody. Also, a special thank you to Sripad Sagar Maharaj for being tolerant and patient with us through all our iniquities and problems that we've that's arose to try and make things nice and smooth for our Gurudev. Special thanks to him also for making himself available to all of those devotees who have needs to speak with him. And naturally also a special thanks to all the international guests, Mahananda Prabhu, Purnananda Prabhu, for being very patient with our pujaris and teaching them exactly what has to be done in a proper way as we have, and our mother Math, that is Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadip, that is our mother, and everything that is done down there in the way of worship is trying to be applied down here as best as we can, but with the mood of devotion. Also a special thanks to Sunil Prabhu and his wife Nirupama Dasi, Sunanda Didi, Divya Shakti Didi, as well as Pavitra Sevan Prabhu, who have toiled quietly helping us and giving us the mercy that they always have brought with them, plenty, and sharing it liberally with us. And especially a very, very special thanks to Rashabdi Prabhu for doing everything to make Guru Maharaj's life easy and applicable for us, so that Guru Maharaj's time is very, very smooth, and therefore he has much more time for all of us. And for that we are very, very grateful to him. And of course, we all bow down at the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj, and we thank him for bringing Mahaprabhu. As he promised in his last visit, he will bring Mahaprabhu for us. Now he has delivered Mahaprabhu for us. And we also collectively agreed that we will take responsibility. And as Guru Maharaj has dictated that I am the keeper of that, and I will make certain that Mahaprabhu is well nourished. And with all of the love of the devotees together, I'm sure we'll make a success of it. And no doubt, we would all like to see Sri Guru Maharaj here again. Is that correct? So we are trying to apply some subtle pressure here, and we are hoping that Srila Guru Maharaj in his next visit will spend some months with us, so that then we are able to complete the rest of the job, the service that he's given us. We've got a whole list of things we have to accomplish in the next year or two, and we're going to try and do that. And our main aim this year, the main goal this year is for Vyasa Puja to be celebrated, no doubt, in Navadip. We would like to take a whole busload of us there. So as many devotees who would like to go, that'll be a nice goal at the end of the year, as well as all of the other plans that Guru Maharaj has given us here. We will try humbly and together to fulfill his wishes. I'd like to finally once again thank all of you, and especially one person must be thanked from the bottom of our hearts, if not our stomach, that is Devananda Prabhu ki. Thank you very much, Devananda Prabhu, and all the kitchen crew led by Leela Moy Devi Dasi ki. Once again, thank you, and please enjoy today's program. And today being Ekadashi, it's a non-grain feast. I'm sure it's going to be served out as sumptuously as we do every Sunday. And we have regular programs here every Sunday, as well as our daily worship carries on with or without Guru Maharaj's presence. He's always present here with us in Sri Govinda Dham, and I look forward to meeting with all of you in due course. Jai Sri Guru Maharaj ki!
Jai Guru Maharaj.
Oma Gyanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mritam Jainatas My Shri Guru Venama. Only with this mantra I begin, there's too many mantras, then there'll be no time to talk. But if all are included in the personality of our Gurudev, and I had and have had much fortune to accompany His Divine Grace since 1992 on most every, I think, one of the tours. It was my feeling many years before that that Maharaj would travel all over the world and he would be the ambassador. But if it was my feelings, that was not a great thing, because I saw that his illustrious Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, he had that vision and gave some hints here and there. So it was a deep longing and a deep feeling, not only with me, but with many all over the world. Many devotees, seekers, old and new. And Srila Maharaj did not show us any ambition to become a world guru or a world preacher, but due to his kindness to reciprocate the desires of the devotees and seekers all over the world, after a long time, about 7 years exactly, of asking and requests, when the invitations became intolerable, means so many invitations that they could not be refused, then Srila Maharaj himself said, perhaps it's Krishna's, Mahaprabhu's wish, will, that I should do this. And then he began. 1992, the first place to come was Australia. First he said, I'll visit Australia once and see and meet the devotees there for their enthusiasm and their affection. But Australia, to go to Australia you have to go via Singapore. After Australia there's Hawaii, then there's US of A, United States of America, leading the world. And so many, attached to there is Mexico, attached to there is Venezuela, and coming back, of course, not to speak of Europe, where there is England, Ireland, great illustrious cities like London, and then there's Germany. All immediately said, then if he's going to Australia, then where's the question of not going to the other places? Australia is, after all, just a tiny island down in the southern hemisphere. Nobody knows anything about it. They don't approve of nuclear bombs or anything like that. They're pretty old world people. And what about the modern world? But actually, as soon as Srila Maharaj agreed to leave, to go outside of India, then the whole world immediately had to take advantage of that. And after that time, it was continuous, a kind of a continuous tour. Sometimes we're calling it Vishva Parikrama, or circumambulation of the world. Actually, circumambulation of the universe. If we think that it's a great thing that our Guru Maharaj's message is going around this world, then our conception may be limited. It goes to all worlds and to the whole universe and to all universes. And that Srila Govinda Maharaj has taught us graciously and kindly, giving all homage, all respect to his teachers, that he does not claim to have any right to that. Firstly, he told, because of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I have my ready-made stage. This is all ready-made for me. Then he told, because of my Gurudev, who that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj considered his guru, Shiksha Guru, that is Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Because of him, then I've also been given this opportunity. Srila Swami Maharaj wanted him to go with him also during that time, 1965 up to 1970. 77. But Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Guru Maharaj was not showing good health, and I had to stay and attend him. And similarly, he also gave all that regard that the thing happened in the first place to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So many times we've taken solace, we've taken our heart's solace in the fact that in the absence of the pastimes present in this world of Srila Swami Maharaj and absence of the pastimes of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj, we've considered, well, now both, one friend told Sruta Sravaprabhu, the writer of Vaishnava Toshan, he said, both are rolled into one. We have both present together. But another thing is also there which we would do well to appreciate, and that is he without whom none of this would have happened, that is Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We try to sing Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. And I know not many people know that song, but still some of us are trying and some of us cannot, but we are appreciating that transcendental prayer written by Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Deva Goswami Maharaj. And if we take a hint of the glories of that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, we will find, and as Srila Maharaj has given us knowledge in many of his talks, especially on the appearance days and disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that due to his grace, all of this has happened in the first place. Due to the grace of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, by his grace, we have all of our teachers. And it was he that purified and put into action the teachings of Mahaprabhu on the wish of his Gurudev and guardian Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And that was again reinforced by the mercy of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the awareness of his divine gift and the to give us consciousness of his unique and unparalleled in the history of the whole world, spiritual or material, if we look deeper we shall find that our Acharya Dev especially comes in that form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And with that vision, the whole human society is changing. Whole human society is evolving. He showed that in India, and he also showed by his wish. He used to study the maps of the foreign countries and send occasionally persons there. But his particular presence shining most brilliantly, if we can pray to have that realization, we shall find in the personality of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Otherwise, why did Srila Sridhar Maharaj say that here, as given by me and my Guru Maharaj, the teachings of Mahaprabhu and the scriptural representation I find here in my beloved disciple, and my godbrothers also find here that in my most beloved disciple, my servitor, and he showed in his energy from the beginning, from the first time of his serving energy, whether from the cowshed to the temple or from the farm to the high court or any situation you can imagine. And now that energy continues from country to country, deshe deshe, harinamer prachar, abhinava gaura prema bhasalo sobar. Everyone now, Maharaj himself says, everyone is chanting, dancing and happily Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I'm very happy to see that. But when he comes to give Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that's what he is seeing. He is giving credit because of my predecessor, my gurus, they are chanting and dancing. But why are we chanting and dancing? Because he has come. This way, we shall find that not only guru is a form of Krishna, But all the gurus, they reside in the personality of Acharya Dev. All the previous acharyas, all the present acharyas, all the future acharyas, they also reside in the personality of Acharya Dev. So that when we went to New Zealand last time, maybe 6 months ago, some, by circumstances and by his grace, some realization came to us that we shall remember by his grace and by the grace of Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj also taught us, Gauravag Vigrahang Bande, Gaurangam Gauravai Bhavam, Gaura Sankirtanon Martam, Gaura Karunya Vigraham. And Guru Rupa Haring Gaurang, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritang, Nityang Naomi Navaripe, Nama Kirtana Nottanoi. He was speaking about his Gurudev, that the message of Mahaprabhu, if that message we could worship as a deity, that would be my Gurudev. And that message is the perfect conclusion of devotion, Bhakti Siddhanta. And that is coming as a message, Saraswati. And he is also named Saraswati. And in this way, many ways, and he is also the Lord himself coming in the form of Gurudev. And form is Rupa, and Rupa is Rupa Goswami. In many directions, Srila Guru Maharaj pointed and painted the picture so that without going left or right, on the central line we have coming down in this exalted succession above all this divine vibration, transcendental, so much so that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not only he said that every town and village of the world they will chant and they will come to India, to Navadvip, Mayapur Dham, and with the Bengalis and local Vaishnavas with arms upraised, they will also chant Harinam, Jai Sachinandan Gaura Hari. But he also said that it would be the standing religious conception for the whole world, the standard. So much so that there would no longer be any need to prove that you came as a Vaishnava in Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka or Vishnu Swami Sampradayas, what to speak of other national or provincial or current religious conceptions. All would be embraced by Mahaprabhu's conception, and that would shine, will shine, as the supreme above all. And his Mahaprabhu's example of tolerance, mercy, honor for all, that showed his divine love, was distributed without converting anyone. It is the flow of the fountain of the center, and that flows irresistibly through those acharyas, and we have no hesitation or no shyness. Maybe Maharaj has himself some shyness, because the Vaishnava never considers himself as a guru, although he always does the service of the guru, he always does the work of the guru. But with, from our side at least, we are feeling, whether we are lonely types or preaching types, or whether our energy is very good or bad, still we must happily try to light that lamp of the arati of Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Maharaj, because we find him, in him, the personification, and by the order and by the affection and ecstasy of his Gurudev, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. With these few words, I beg to end. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. All the Vaishnavas ki jai. Gaur Prevanande. Jai Bhagavan Sri Sri Gaura Sundar ki jai.
O Nama Sreshtang Manumapi Sati Putra Matra Sarupam Rupang Tashagra Jamunipuring Mathuring Ghost Bhatin.